Scientists in the Netherlands have invented smog-eating pavements, really, designed to absorb dangerous emissions. The new technology could really be helpful in reducing pollution. Let's talk to Professor Jos Brouwers. He is from Eindhoven University of Technology. Professor, good to talk to you. People who think we're being paid by your university, because yesterday we spoke to your stellar solar car team, but you seem to be involved in some interesting technology. Tell us about smog-eating pavements.
Well, we developed concrete stones with a titania, that's a photocatalytic material, and we integrated it in concrete stones. It's not our invention, by the way. It's invented in Japan about more than 20 years ago, but our contribution is, among others, that we integrated this technology, this titania, in concrete pavers, and that we did real-scale experiments with these pavers in the street after our lab work.
How exactly does it work? What kind of pollution, for example?
Well, we focused on nitrogen oxide, so NOx it's called, and these NOx are degraded. But it's known that with the same principle, the same mechanism, you can also degrade SOx and also volatile organic compounds.
SOx? When you say SOx, you don't mean smelly SOx. What SOx?
No, I mean sulfur oxides. So sulfur oxides and volatile organic compounds, it's known that they are also degraded by the same mechanism, but that we did not include in our measurements in this real-scale measurement in that street.
And it is changing. It's not just absorbing these pollutants and then releasing them later. It's actually changing them so they're no longer dangerous?
Yes, they are converted into more harmless substances.
Does eventually somebody have to come along and sweep up whatever's left?
No, the rain will do its work. So a rain shower from time to time will flush away the degradation products.
Is it very expensive?
Well, the stone that was part of our work had to optimize these stones to design recipes where this titania was combined with the concrete in an optimized fashion, because this titania makes the stone a little bit more expensive. Well, if you add that to the concrete itself, it will make the stones about 50% more expensive. If you do it in a less smart way, it will double the price of the stone, but you can reduce it to, let's say, 50% more expensive. But if you look at the total cost of a street, including the labor, the foundation works, it will increase the price by 5 to 10%. We did a study about that as well.
What would be the most appropriate use then? Obviously, you wouldn't need it everywhere. Not everywhere is polluted. Are we talking about the center of cities?
Yes, indeed. Because the first line of defense against these nitrogen oxides is to avoid that they are emitted. So that's done at power stations. And also vehicles become more and more, the emissions of vehicles become lower and lower because of regulations. But still quality standards, air quality standards become more and more strict. So in some inner city areas, downtown, where you have traffic and dense buildings, there you could have, if you regularly you have that the limits are exceeded, the pollution limits, and there these stones could help to reduce these concentrations.
Would you notice, as somebody walking on the pavement, that the air feels cleaner?
Well, if the concentrations are quite high, which happens in many cities all over the world, people who suffer already from asthma, whatever, they can feel these nitrogen oxides. And with these stones in such circumstances, they would be the first who would notice this. Yeah.
Amazing. Thanks very much indeed, Professor Jos Brouwers. He's from Eindhoven University of Technology.